22790, Joshua E. Mueller, seeks variances from the maximum height, fence height requirement for an existing fence and a front yard setback requirement for existing structures. Sections 115.25, 115.182, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Pepper's Corner Road at the corner of Beaver Dam Road. The 911 address is 34215 Pepper's Corner Road in Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 15, Parcel 124. The applicant is seeking a 4.5-foot variance and a 1-foot variance from the maximum height requirement for a fence, and a 10-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing porch, and a 2-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing dwelling. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
Come forward, and Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. I'll swear you both in if you want to step up, too.
Sure.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. I'm Ray Blakeney. I'm with Plitco LLC. Our address is 53 Atlantic Avenue in Ocean View.
Thank you.
And I'm Joshua Mueller. My address is 34215 Pepper's Corner Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Present your case.
Sure. As stated, we are here requesting a variance on the existing, as I said, my name is Ray Blakeney with Plitco LLC with Josh Mueller, Barnhill Preserve. We're here requesting a variance on the existing house structure, porch and steps, a front setback variance. We're also requesting a variance on the perimeter fence height that encircles the facility. The existing house has been there for nearly 100 years. It was built in 1925, which we believe predates any zoning requirements in Sussex County. The perimeter fence is a post and wire fence, 8 foot in height. It's an open fence. It's not an eyesore. It's not like a stockade fence. It fits well with the agricultural nature of the area. It doesn't block sight distance at the intersection of Pepper's Corner Road and Beaver Dam Road. The Barnhill Preserve is a unique attraction in Sussex County, provides educational opportunities, and it's an asset to the community. And I'll turn it over to Mr. Mueller to give you a little more information.
Good evening. So as far as the fence height goes, we do hold exotic animals. It's a small animal sanctuary or zoological facility there. And so per ZAA regulations, which is the Zoological Association of America, you have to have at least an 8-foot fence in order to contain animals and to be able to obtain a permit or a license from them. So currently we're in the means of trying to be able to be accredited by them, and so to be able to, it is the absolute requirement. They won't allow us to budge on that as far as fence height goes. But like you said, it's spring wire deer fence, so it's completely see-through. We did have shade cloth on it at one point, but we've removed all the shade cloth off from it, so you can see completely through it. So when you pull up to the intersection, you can see right through. It doesn't oppose any obstructions or anything like that. And cars can still drive around it as well. So if they need to do work on the ditch, which they do when they come through, the tractors can go completely around without any problem.
Questions?
I'm familiar with the area. It definitely looks better than what was there before.
Certainly say that. Appreciate
that. Did you take the shade down because anybody said anything about that, or you just took it down because you thought that might be an impingement on seeing coming off of going on to Pepper's?
Yeah, so I mean, pulling up there, it was honestly multiple reasons. One, that shade cloth, it was just pulling the fence when the wind was coming through and kept pulling the top down, and I was worried it was going to destroy my fence that I put up there. So that was the biggest to me, because really, still, when you pulled up, you could still always see around it, but you had to pull up further than I think that you really needed to. So by taking that off, there was no obstruction whatsoever at that point. So I felt like it was safer and would hopefully increase my chances of a thumbs up.
And I read that, like, there's a tax ditch or some kind of ditch in the middle that's caused, that's forced this forward?
Yeah, so I got real lucky when it comes to tax ditches. I mean, I'm completely surrounded by them, but there is, on the whole back end of it, you can see the tax ditch there, which takes up a lot of space. And then there's even a ditch that goes all the way along the road as well. I thought it was still considered a tax ditch, but it's a ditch that's maintained by the county, not by us, that goes all, the entire property line that's on the road is all a ditch there. So I can only build up so far. I would never be able to impose it.
The tax ditch goes through the middle of the property, so you got to keep the easement clear.
Yeah, so there's like a couple parts where I guess they culverted it, so like you could be able to drive over, but like right in front of the house, it's all tax ditch. On the corner is where the tax ditch starts again, then it wraps around going all along Beaver Dam, and then as well as on the more bottom part, there's more as well.
Right, and we have to keep that maintenance right away clear.
Yeah.
How has the response from the neighbors been?
I mean, honestly, I really haven't heard very much. I mean, I know there was some opposition when we were originally going just for the whole variance in all, but I mean, really, everyone likes it, especially my neighbor across the street. All the neighbors across the street have been in huge favor of it, and we try to make sure that we are keeping it clean and there's not being any eyesores, which, again, I think by removing the shade cloth, like I said, you know, you don't have to see things ripped down or the fence, you know, bowing or things like that. So it's a completely see-through. Wind goes through it. There's nothing that can affect it. And you know, really, it's more about safety than anything when it comes to the fence height. You know, if for some crazy reason there was an animal that escaped out of its enclosure, having that height allows us to make sure that it can't get any further than that perimeter fence itself. But we've never had any escapes, and I want to keep it that way.
What kind of animals do you have?
We've got 20 different species, so small clawed Asian otters, red kangaroos, we've got two species of camels, sloths, aardvarks, Eurasian lynx, so a lot of different things there. We're open to the public.
So maybe you can help me understand, and can you tell me what a totter bin is and totters? I'm reading your proposed changes, I believe.
I wonder if there's a typo.
Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar to me either.
Okay. Might be on the wrong. I'll pass. Somebody's going to be asked about a totter.
Is 8 foot the top of the wire or the top of the posts?
8 foot is required for the top of the wire. I do need to cut some of the post off because some do exceed that height. But yeah, that's the requirement as far as ZAA goes. It just has to be the top of the fence. And so we haven't finished cutting off all of it yet, just in case I needed to move it.
Your plan is to cut them all down to 8 foot?
Correct.
All the posts?
Yeah, so the highest fence point would be 8 foot everywhere.
Did you install the fence?
I did.
Where I see it looks like owl and pavilion and build those structures I see on your site plan. Did you construct all of those too?
Yes.
Okay. And I presume the house you did not construct.
That's way past my time.
But I mean, all of the animal structures you've.
Everything on that property except the house and the garage there, I built. And so.
Okay. On the site plan where it says gravel drive and parking, the words "and parking" it's like right on the setback line. Are people parking within that front yard setback or are they parking behind it?
So they park inside the fenced in area. So you would pull inside and that's where we designated. That's hopefully just our temporary parking. Right now we're in process of trying to get the parking actually moved to the larger open lot on the far right. I just have to get.
It's not hopefully, it's a condition of your conditional use that you not have parking in the front yard setback.
Yes.
You do understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So even though you have a fence that's in the front yard, you will not be using that front yard setback for parking?
Correct.
Okay.
When did you discover that you needed a fence height variance?
When I think I was given a letter by the county saying that there was problem, like that I built structures that I wasn't supposed to build. I didn't know. I was operating, I thought, under agritourism the whole time. And so I thought that everything that I was building was okay. And then I was told that it wasn't, and that I needed to have a conditional use to be put in place. And I didn't know that there was a fence height requirement either.
Okay, so October of 2020, when the county first found
yes.
that you were in violation?
Yes.
Okay. It's now February 2023. Why did it take so long?
I can answer some of that. Part of what we needed to do in order to prepare the variance was to do a survey for the site. That took an inordinate amount of time. We had actually some erroneous survey information that we had prepared that we actually submitted originally and then withdrew. And then we've completed our survey, and now we're coming in for the variance.
Okay, so the previous variance application was withdrawn because of some errors with the survey?
That's correct.
So you need to get those fixed?
That's correct.
Okay.
And I can say this, there was an application that was quite a while ago that I think it came through, and that was one of the things that had been reviewed, and then it was pulled back, and then there was a conditional use filed, I believe, sometime thereafter. So there's kind of figure out, I can't speak for the applicant, but procedurally there was some hiccups.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't as though it was just a conditional use and then the variance. There was some
right.
other things.
Prior. And should the variances be approved, then we'll be moving forward with the site plan, the conditional use site plan.
Okay. And staff do note the conditional use process is quite lengthy right now. It's anywhere from 8 to 12 months, so that makes up quite a bit of time as well.
Now that you've been through this whole process, are you going to be more careful to not violate our setbacks in the future?
Absolutely. This has not been a fun process.
I imagine. I think that's all my questions.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp, you have anything?
Just a couple. The edge of paving from Pepper's Corner Road to the front yard setback, looking at the site plan that you've provided to us, it appears to be a bit of a gap there. Is that correct?
I'm sorry.
So I'm looking at your site plan that
yes.
you have here, and I see on Pepper's Corner Road, there's a line there. I'm guessing that's the edge of paving.
Yes.
But then I see a darker line there that appears to be the front property line.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
That's correct.
And we measure setbacks from the front property line, not the edge of paving. It looks to me like there would be a gap between where the road bed is and the front property line. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you know about approximately how far that is?
Just eyeballing it here, I'd say maybe 10, 12 feet. I don't have a scale on me, and I'm not sure off the top of my head.
And the home and the porch and the steps, there have been no modifications to those structures that have been made?
No.
So they're the same as they've been there prior to zoning, as far as you know?
Yeah, my family's lived there since, I think, 98 now, and that's how it was when we bought the house.
And there's been no complaints or anything about that structure, those structures, since
no.
your family's had this? All right, and I do note that I think you're conditional use requires an 8-foot tall fence too, is that right?
Correct.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
Yes.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12790 for Mr. Joshua Muller?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-4. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-4. time, no one on the line wishes to speak.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case number 12790. Mr. Joshua Mueller, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12790 for Joshua Mueller. For the requested variances pending a final written decision based on the record and made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions because of the tax ditch separating the property. I do believe it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I also believe that it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. A vote of 4-0, your case is approved.